This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. We've got a UK socialized medicine nightmare story coming up for you. But first, we go to your phone calls. And Tom is in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Tom,
yeah,
in New Hampshire.
I just wanted to point something out. I heard on the Spanish channel on TV that there's a movement afoot to boycott the 2010 census.
Oh,
among
excellent.
Illegal aliens because, you know, in retaliation for the way the state governments are, like, refusing to issue them driver's licenses and stuff like that. And denying them police protection, because if they call the cops, of course, then the cops will turn them over to the Border Patrol in some locations.
Mm-hmm.
And so in retaliation for the way the state governments are treating the so-called illegal aliens can simply refuse to answer the census. And let's just say,
I don't really see how that's in any way retaliating, but I support anybody who refuses the census. I plan on refusing it.
Well, the thing is, if 1% of the population of a state is so-called illegal aliens, and that state has 10 congressional districts, then there's like a 1 out of 10 chance that this boycott will happen to be what puts them under, and now they're down to 9. You know, it depends on the distribution, you know, kind of a random where it's going to fall within. Is it just barely enough to have 10, or is it plenty to have 10? There's a 10% chance there.
I don't really see what the relevance is of that. I mean,
they lose a congressional seat
because
these people didn't answer the census. And that hurts the state. Well, the state bureaucrats don't want to lose a congressional seat. They have lawsuits against the other state that's going to pick up a and it goes to the U.S. Supreme Court automatically because
you know what I'd like to say, Tom. I appreciate that you called. I appreciate that you said they're so-called illegal immigrants because I think it's an insult to call anybody illegal simply because they're human beings and that's what they are. That's all they are.
And it's an important issue that Tom's bringing up. I don't know that it's that strategically there's of any value in getting your state to have fewer or more congressional seats. However,
one more thug.
I can
less.
See why it would, perhaps motivate some state employees to, recognize real people as real people. But I think, by and large, you can't communicate with people on this issue of xenophobia.
Yeah, because they're a bunch of, these people will rally at City Hall and say, don't let them build that factory in our neighborhood because it would provide hundreds of jobs. And then when they can't find a job, they blame it on the Border Patrol. They elect candidates who support public school, and then when the school taxes go up, they blame it on illegal aliens, and they tell Congress to hire more Border Patrol agents to keep their school taxes down instead of electing candidates who are against public school.
Yeah,
because they're morons.
The people who are, I don't know if they're morons, and perhaps
they're acting
ignorant.
Moronically.
Okay, that's fair enough. Perhaps they are just ignorant on these issues. I think there's a lot of people in America that are very, very ignorant on the immigration issue. And I myself was, a long time ago, ignorant on that issue. And I remember when we were talking about the Advocates for Self-Government a few moments ago, I took the world's smallest political quiz years ago, and it was the immigration question that I didn't answer yes to. It's a series of questions. You answer yes, maybe, or no, and then based on your answers, they put you up on a chart, and that shows you where you are, if you're a liberal or conservative or authoritarian or libertarian. And I was almost at the top of libertarian, but I wasn't quite there because I'd answered, I think, maybe or no to the immigration question. And I said to myself, well, I've sworn an oath to not aggress against my neighbors. I need to find out what the story is with this immigration issue. So for me, it wasn't anything I shut out or was close-minded to. Seeing that I wasn't in line with a liberty-oriented thought process on that issue gave me the necessary gave me the motivation to go out there and learn more about it. And then I did, and now I'm fully in favor of letting peaceful people cross imaginary lines in the sand as long as we're talking about public property. If it's private property, you can keep whoever the hell you want off your private property. That's up to you.
One thing that they don't understand, see, they try to view it as they're coming into our house or they're coming into our land. But no, it's the collective idea that this country belongs to us. But what about the rancher who wants to invite them into his or her ranch?
Right.
And they're not even going to trespass on the public roads. They're going to fly them in with the crop dusting plane and land them on the crop duster landing strip and work those people on that ranch. They're not even setting foot on anybody else's land or even on a public sidewalk. And that still doesn't sit well with those people. They look at it as our country instead of that person's ranch.
Right.
And that's the problem.
And I doubt they really understand the tragedy of the commons at all. I thank you for the call tonight, Tom. Good discussion. 800-259-9231. Mark, what is the tragedy of the commons?
Well, the tragedy of the commons is all you have to do is go to a local park and take a look at the broken beer bottles and bottle caps and, shell casings and God knows what all over the place in the park, because it doesn't belong to anyone.
Well,
I know they said it belongs to everyone.
Right. If it's owned by everyone, it's owned by no one. Right? I mean, basically?
Of course it is. I mean,
who's going to take care of it?
Take a look at all the carvings in the picnic tables and, how these things are treated. It doesn't belong to anyone. You can say it belongs to everyone, but it doesn't. Not really.
And if you actually try to use it as though it belongs to you, like one of the activists did here in Keene, he announced that he was going to go and plant a garden in Central Square, which is, again, public property. So the tragedy of the commons. He announced he was going to use what he thought was his property. I mean, it's his as much as it is anyone else's, right? But then the men calling themselves the city of Keene, decided to come along and put him in hand, a pair of handcuffs because he decided to use his property. So, no, it's not really everyone's property, because there's one particular group of people that claims a higher claim over it, I guess, because they're willing to use violence to protect it. But generally, the concept of public property is completely fallacious. If you want property to be taken care of appropriately, it needs to be owned by somebody who's responsible for its upkeep. Now, that doesn't mean that they're necessarily going to take care of it as best as anybody else might, or maybe as well as you would do, but at least it will be owned by somebody, and you could point to that person and say, well, if it looks like crap, it's his fault.
You know, I remember in the early days when we used to do this radio show in Sarasota, Florida, on an FM talker. We got scolded pretty good early on this, because both you and I, have been of the opinion that immigrants add value to this country ever since we started this radio show. This is
Absolutely.
Not a new opinion for us. However, it is not a popular opinion in the United States. If you look at the statistics, 80% or something like that of people believe that immigrants need to go through the process to get here. Once they get here, it's fine and dandy as long as they go through the process.
We've all else been molested. You should be molested,
they
too.
They haven't been molested, though. But the vast majority of white Nimrods out there have no idea.
No, it's true.
Not the tiniest little bit of how arduous, expensive, and difficult and arbitrary it is to deal with the immigration bureaucracy in this country. And to be honest, they don't care because they don't want them here.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
it's a cover in many cases for hatred and bigotry.
Well, and protectionism
and fear.
You can call it what you want, but I mean, it's to make their life better. If there are fewer people in this country, if you're on a desert island, there's only one plumber. That plumber can charge whatever he wants.
Yeah.
And that's what they want. They want as few as possible people in their arena to.
The fallacy there, though, Mark, is that it doesn't really make their life better. It's an illusion in the same way that, I guess to some extent, in the short term, it would, right? In the short term, they would have the monopoly. They would get the guaranteed money that would be essentially concomitant with having a monopoly on whatever service or that they were offering. But in the long run, they're all suffering. In the long run, you suffer because you aren't getting new blood into the economy. You aren't bringing new workers in to provide competition,
and
to lower the prices of the other things that you buy.
Things you buy. That's the point.
Right.
You buy everything else. You might be that plumber, but that plumber is buying everything else. And if you can protect, if you can keep the plumbers from coming in, you can keep the carpenters from coming in, the accountants from coming in, the flamingo dancers from coming in, and everybody else. Flamenco. And so therefore, you have to pay more for accounting, carpentry, and flamenco dancing.
I bet that plumber really likes having cheap PVC that he can get his hands on to do his install so he can mark it up a whole lot.
We can import that from India. go to freetalklive.com and you can hear our video, or the video validation by one of our Shriners that she does. This land is my land. And it's really pretty cool.
She does a good job with that. That's at the Shrine of Female Listeners at shrine.freetalklive.com. Her name's Hannah. All right, more on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless, and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Just dial in toll free. number brought to you by SACL CAI. It is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Into the email box. Oh, wait. But first, I have to tell you a little more about Free Talk Live's website. We do have a Facebook profile, just so you know, at facebook.freetalklive.com. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
Now is the time for you and your family that you need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides you with such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit and get a free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's frontsight.com.
I think it's a free handgun of your choice and caliber, right?
That's correct.
That's cool.
Pretty cool.
Frontsight.com?
Yes.
All right.
S-I-G-H-T.
All right, 800-259-9231. Going to the email box. This guy wants to remain anonymous. He's got a story for us about a police encounter. So I'm a relatively new listener, maybe about a month now. At one point in time, I was a conservative Republican type, largely due to my upbringing. FTL has expanded my mind considerably, and I want to say thank you. On to the story. For the first time in my life, I told a cop to, in a way, piss off. I was headed to my car to go to the gym. As usual, I did a quick check around my car. When you live in an apartment, you run a higher than average risk of door dings, tire slashing, and general vandalism.
Okay.
Once the quick inspection was completed, I got into my car and noticed a police patrol coming through. No big deal. I like having them actually cruise the lot. At one point in time, it gave me a sense of security. I sat in my car and had a cigarette, allowing the interior to warm up. He wrote this during the wintertime. As I allowed the interior to warm, I saw the cruiser pass by with a cop hanging out, sidelight aimed at me. Now, snails have moved faster. All I could think was, he's running my plates. No big deal. Until he stopped and flashed his blue and reds. The officer then leaves his vehicle and approaches. He taps the window with the end of his flashlight and gestures me to roll down my window. Not unreasonable to me, yet. He asks for license and registration. I show him my registration and inform him my wallet is inside my apartment, which is not more than 10 feet away. I informed him I'm just warming up my car. After all, it's something like 20 degrees outside. And here's the conversation as best as I can recall. Go inside and get your wallet. Well, I'd rather not. The vehicle isn't moving. Do I need my ID for being in a parked car that I own? Step out of the car, please. For what? It's cold. My plates are up to date. My car is in sound condition. I'm not moving, therefore violating no traffic law, nor am I parked in a handicapped space. A random search is to be done on your vehicle for... Well, unless you have a standing warrant specifically for this car or myself, I will not leave my vehicle, nor will I allow a search. Do you have something to hide? Do I need to bring a canine unit out here? Well, you can do what you want. My rights are subject to your approval. Don't be a smartass, son. Don't be a bully, officer. I will not be a ticket, he said. And I will not comply. I think he means pay. I will not pay a ticket, and I will not comply when you have no just cause. Well, I'll let you go with a warning. Well, for what? Questioning you on why I need to get out of my parked car? Do I need a parking license? You know I haven't been driving. You saw me get in. At that remark, he returned to his cruiser promptly and moved along, which tells me he was looking to issue a ticket for anything. The only thing that probably didn't get me a ticket was my cordial tone and emphasis on certain words. I don't know. I seemed like he was being pretty snippy with the cop. I don't know if that was cordial.
Well, I think that... we've said often that the bullies like easy prey.
That's true.
And easy prey isn't smart. This guy could very well have been an ACLU attorney. This officer doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, there's the one class of citizen that the cop does not want to run into.
An attorney?
Specifically an ACLU attorney, but more generally an attorney.
Yeah. So as I ducked into my apartment after the car had warmed to grab my wallet and gym bag, the cruiser was sitting and waiting. I waved my wallet at him, gave him a smirk smile, and pulled out. It must have pissed him off. He followed me for about 7 to 8 minutes en route to the gym and finally gave up. I never have stood my ground with a cop before, ever. It would have never crossed my mind to do so before listening to Free Talk Live. Your show has shown me what liberty means in our modern society and the lack of it shown to the people. anymore. I'd rather roll the dice on a BS ticket, which would be fought at the court date, or a beating than be hassled for nothing at all. Because, you know, that is a reality. If you're all alone and you're with a cop, you could have a rogue cop on your hands, and they could hurt you. I mean, there is that possibility. But then again, they could hurt you anyway. If they want to.
Well, what's the value in this case of what the gentleman did? To me, I see the protagonist in the story. Believe me, I'm just taking another side here. Has he shown the cop the ideas of liberty?
No.
He's kind of put the servant in his place. However, many of the servants, especially the kind of servants that would choose to become a law enforcement officer, especially the kind of law enforcement officer, it sounds like we're dealing in the antagonist role here in this story, are the kind of people that are not going to take well to being put in their place. In fact, what they're liable to do is the next time this comes around with the next person, they're liable to go after them even more thoroughly. Do you understand?
Yes.
So what has he done for liberty in this case?
Oh, I don't know if he's done anything for liberty, but he's stood up for himself against the police.
And I think
for
that's true.
For
that,
him,
that's
personally,
value.
For him, it's a personal victory.
Yeah, it's a value to show that you can stand up against you know, the system to some extent. I don't know. When you take the ticket to court, I mean, the goal of traffic court is to get you extort money from you.
Yeah, but if you don't pay the ticket, then they don't get the money, right? I mean,
you gonna go to jail for it?
Depends. Sometimes they might just suspend your license. Sometimes you'll get found not guilty, as we've seen happen here in New Hampshire.
Sometimes.
There have been at least now a couple of different people, different activists across the state that have gone into court. There was a guy recently, Bill Domenico, went in and spent an hour in court just asking all kinds of questions to them. And the footage isn't out yet, but it's going to be out eventually, and I don't know where we'll be able to find it. But I'm looking forward to seeing what his tactics were. He was found not guilty on a speeding ticket. So it's not only just happened to one activist, it's happened more than once. If you let these folks know that it's going to cost them more to prosecute you and more to come after you than it would to otherwise than they would otherwise get from you if you had been obedient, then that, you know, that's it makes them change their decision and change their minds about how they're going to approach you.
I think that perhaps in court you can, you know, to some extent you may get a judge that says, oh, yeah, it's probably not worth putting this guy in jail. But at the same time, you may just get a judge that says, well, whatever.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I'm here for the safety of the public. Bam, guilty, $300 fine. And if you don't want to pay it, you can work it off 6 days in the county jail.
That's a possibility, and it's something that you have to understand and accept if you're going to do non-cooperation. You have to accept that you may end up behind bars. And that's okay, because if more people start accepting that, if more people come to those conclusions where, well, I'm just so fed up with this crap, I am willing to put up with whatever they want to put me through. I'm just not going to obey. I'm not going to pay them, and I'm not going to bow down. Yeah, I think it makes a difference over time. I think you can make more of a difference if you're together with other like-minded people here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I think it can make a permanent difference then as far as the way these people behave. Just to give you an example, the outlaw gardener we mentioned earlier in the show, Jesse, here in Keene, who planted a garden without permission and was arrested for it, they're not coming after him for the fine. They decided it would cost too much to go after him. So the fine has been waived.
Wow.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
This is privacy expert Dr. Catherine Albrecht. We're all creatures of habit, but there are some habits you need to break if you want to hang on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days on Start Page and break the Big Brother habit, just like I did. I switched to Start Page and never looked back. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnus.com carries three amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The Liquid Magnet Complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The Magnetic Care Cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX Magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com, RxMagnets.com, or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Show's Free Talk Live. It is yours. If you want to take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those features, including the chat room. There are people in there. Usually, best time to find them is during the show, but it's open 24/7. Head over to chat.freetalklive.com. That's chat.freetalklive.com.
For the last couple of months now, I've been taking a new vitamin. It's called Choose for Health's Superfruit Complex, and I'm excited about this one. You know, I've obviously taken a vitamin pretty much all the time, every day of my life, and this Choose for Health vitamin, I'm certain I'm getting all the nutrition out of it that I want to get. It's chewable. It contains goji fruit, mangosteen, acai, and nani fruit. And you can get a free week by calling 800-219-8874. That's 800-219-8874, and they'll give you a free week trial of it. All you have to do is pay shipping and handling. It's called Choose for Health.
Let's go to your phone calls about what you want, and let's start with Bile in New Jersey. You're on the AMP line. Hello, Bile.
Hey, gentlemen.
What's on your mind tonight, Bile?
Well, I had the cops called on me tonight.
Oh, dear. Really? What for?
Well, so the block I live on in metro area New Jersey, they recently changed the signs on part of the block so that there's conflicting information as to whether or not you can park there. So it's a white curb with a sign that says it's residential parking, you know, no parking on second Monday of the month or whatever for the street cleaner. But recently they put up no stopping or standing signs. And so just about everyone on the block has been getting tickets.
So let me wait. Let me see if I can understand this, because I don't live in the big city. The white zone is okay to park. Red usually means you can't park.
Yellow
means you can't park. I guess it depends on where you are. It's red out in California. Okay, so it's white. It's a white zone, which would make you think you can park there, and it's parking only for residents. But now you're saying it says no standing, which doesn't mean actually standing. That means parking.
Well, yeah. So it says no. There's two signs on other. There's three poles. The middle pole says residential parking. You know, you have to have a sticker or whatever, and the ordinance, and says no parking on, you know, the second Monday from 8 to 12 while they do street cleaning. Mm-hmm. And on the outside are two different signs with you know, turning signs or whatever. And they say that they also have a secondary sign that says no parking or no standing or stopping.
And so people are getting tickets for standing.
Right. It's the tickets say no violation of standing or stopping.
Whose idea was it to call parking standing? That's what I would like to know. What bureaucrat came up with that one?
Well, often it's used that, like, you can park there. It's just you can't sit there idle or leave the car running and, you know, get out and do something.
Weird. So you can park there, but you can't just leave the car there briefly.
Right.
That's a dumb system.
Well, and I think, and it's for residential. So we're near bus lanes and stuff, and they don't want people driving in from out of town and then taking the bus into the city.
So why were the cops called on you?
So people have been on my block have been getting tickets, like six or seven people, something like that. And I got off the bus from work today, and I'm walking. I live about a block away from the bus stop. So I'm walking towards my apartment, and there's two cars parked in this area that everyone on the block knows no one can park there now because they're giving tickets. Mm-hmm. And I walk over, and it's the same car I've been seeing for a while, which is a bureaucrat of the town's car, and with a little placard inside the window that says, or on the dashboard, that says, you know, official police business, which normally would exempt them from parking restrictions.
Sure, because they're the bureaucrats, and they have, you know, they're the better class, and so they don't have to pay their own tickets.
Sure, and the car has been there a couple times when other people who were parked there at the same time, they got tickets, and this car didn't.
Right.
And so I took out my camera. I have this little pen camera.
Yeah.
That I carry around with me in the subways in case I get into altercations with the NYPD over having my bag searched and such.
Awesome.
So I take out the camera and to take a picture of the car and the license plate and the placard, and this woman opens the door across the street and starts screaming at me. It's Jeez. Her car, and she starts freaking out on me as to why I'm taking a picture of her car on the block.
You're a terrorist, Bile.
She is very upset. And is yelling at me quite loudly.
What is she saying? What is she yelling at?
So I have footage of this whole thing, and it's a half an hour worth of footage, so it's going to take me a while to edit it and then put it up online. But the video starts with her threatening to have me locked up.
What are they going to have you locked up for?
They'll make something
who
up.
Who knows?
Okay.
The cops will come and claim it was disorderly conduct or something like that. They can always arrest you and lock you up should that be what they want you to do. Quick question, though. In New Jersey, are the state laws as far as recording people, is it a one-party state or is it two-party?
Yes. It's one-party.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. So I have the camera going and, you know, it's mostly pointed at the floor or, you know, at the ground and whatnot because normally I carry it in my pocket or on my shirt. Because it's got a little pin, so it just, or a little clasp, so it just sticks there and you can point outwards. But at this point, I had it still in my hand from taking the photo. Mm-hmm. So she threatens to have me locked up. She has this official police business sign in there, so I'm trying to ask her, you know, why is she there for official police business? And that's none of my damn business.
Has she come out onto the sidewalk at this point, or is she still yelling at you from the doorway?
No, she's right next to me at this point. She's across this. So it's like two streets, but with a divider in the center.
Mm-hmm.
And she's standing right next to me, and she says that I belong in an institution for for being a good Samaritan, pretty much. She's like, what are you trying to do? Be a good Samaritan? Like, don't you have a life? Don't you have other things you can do? Why are you why are you bothering with me? And I say, I'm looking out for my neighbors, and yes, I'm being a good Samaritan. She's like, well, don't you have a life? What are you trying to do? Get into heaven or something? I should mind my own business.
Gee whiz, that's amazing.
And, yeah, she's just flipping out. And so she calls the cops, and they send out two cops, one in an SUV and one in like a utility type truck. So two big trucks pull up. And the cop, as soon as he pulls up, the woman says, oh, this concerned citizen has an issue with me parking.
But before you continue the story, Bile, had you considered just moving on, or did you feel like you wanted to talk to the cops? I mean, because obviously there's a point at which you made the call and then the point at which they arrived. How long was that?
They showed up quite quickly, and she was arguing with me during much of that time, so... And I've dealt with the local cops before, and they're not too fond, well, at least the couple of the ones that I've dealt with aren't too fond of me because I've posted stuff about them on my blog.
Right, and they have a search. They've got a Google search. You told us this before. They have one of those Google alerts that looks for the police department name, and that's how they found your blog.
Right, and so I figured, what the hell, I'll go along with it, especially since I had my camera.
Right.
And so I had called while the cops were about to show up. I had called my girlfriend, Lori, and she walked out with another camcorder. So I turned that on. And the woman, I don't think, realized that I was recording prior, and she definitely realized after Lori showed up with the camcorder.
Did she go off about that, too?
No, she didn't. I was kind of surprised. No one actually said anything.
Did she change
later.
Her behavior after the other camera showed up?
She did, but only slightly. But at the same time, the cops had shown up. So, could have been either or. But as soon as the cop rolls up, he has an attitude. He's, like, blocking traffic, and he says that she can park wherever the hell she – this is a quote. She can park wherever the hell she wants, and it was just a matter of fact. Like, he repeated that, and he said –
This is New Jersey, son. We'll do whatever we want.
Welcome to the police.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And he just said, as a matter of fact, that she can park wherever the hell she wants. She works for the town and for the police station. And so,
hey, it's good to be in the gang. Is there more to the story? I want you to tell the rest of it if you've got time.
Yeah, there's a little bit.
Hang on, Bile. More coming up here. Bile's encounter with the police. Had the cops called on him. Unfortunately, they were New Jersey cops. Could have gotten even worse. I'm not sure. We'll find out what happens here in moments. 800-259-9231. Some of the most corrupt police in the United States, I think, are in New Jersey. But there's corruption everywhere.
Oh, there's some competition.
More on the way. You bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. VARadio.com.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutraversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutraversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutraversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, and they include the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. It's free. W-I-K. AI.freetalklive.com.
I want to take a second to tell you about my favorite new little device. It's the Totosec. It's made of completely recycled materials. It's a little hook thing that really is designed for eliminating shopping carts, the need of shopping carts from, you know, taking them from the store when you always have to bring them back, and making the trips from the car to the house a heck of a lot easier with those the grocery bags, because you can just, once you carry them out to the car, you can just kind of give them a little twist and put them in the trunk, and they hold all the bags together. They don't roll around in the trunk, which is always a big problem. And additionally, if you have to take stuff out to the boat and things like that, just, you know, take those little, use them, you reuse the bags and use the Totosec. It's a great little device. Go to Totosec, TOTASAK.com, and get yourself a family pack today. I love them.
Totosec.com. Right. We're going back to Bile in New Jersey. Bile, you're telling us a story about you were coming home from somewhere and you noticed that there was a bureaucrat who had parked in a no parking zone, place where people normally would be ticketed for parking, but she had one of those little "I'm a bureaucrat, so I'm exempt" placards on the front of her car. And as you were just photographing this, just maybe to put up on your blog or something, which is blogofbile.com, as you were taking photos of this, she comes out of the house, storms out and starts yelling at you, calls the police. The police come by. One of them rolls up and says, look, you know, what was the phrase that he used?
Quote, she can park wherever the hell she wants.
Then what happened?
So he had quite a bad attitude, and Lori was standing next to me trying to, and the cops kind of sort of cutting us off as we talk, and the woman sort of still talking. And, so he tells us, you know, well, that's the way it is, and you're gonna have to deal with that. And a real bad attitude, obviously, since, you know, he didn't want to come out there, and it's probably his friend who called, so looking out for his own. And Lori kind of smacks him down. You know, she's like, look, that's not the kind of tone that is acceptable here. We didn't call you out. We're not causing a problem. And that tone is not appropriate. And his demeanor completely changed from there out. And
wow.
he admitted that after a couple minutes, he pretty much admitted that it was stupid that people have been parking there for a long time. The sign clearly says that it's residential parking. The curb's yellow. And perhaps he claims that because we're so close to the George Washington Bridge, that the New Jersey DOT could have possibly put up the no standing or stopping signs, and it may not have been the town, and that, you know, the parking authority is different from the cops. So, you know, it wasn't his fault, and he sort of was used some frank language saying it was BS that they were ticketing people, and the other cop that was there said that, you know, even because it was sort of a turning lane, that there really shouldn't be parking there anyway. So the other guy said that the woman who was flipping out shouldn't have been parking there anyway. She should have known better. So it completely kind of changed around. I mean, they were still backstepping here and there, and the woman was still flipping out on me. She tried causing, you know, issues at different points and was saying that, I don't have a problem with anyone else, but I have a problem with him pointing to me. And then
yeah, I think her comments were amazing, where she was saying that shame on you for trying to be a good Samaritan. Shame on you. Don't you have something better to do? I mean, that's stunning.
Yeah, she asked if I had a job, if I had anything better to do. Why, you know, do I want to get into heaven? Why do I care about other people?
Yeah, lady, it's my hobby to care. It's my hobby to give a damn. So whenever I'm not at my job, I'm actually caring about my neighbors, unlike you. What a see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, pretty much. And the video and a description of who it was. And I'm going to, you know, the cops were, well, the one cop was sort of a jerk at first, but he sort of changed his tune, said he was going to contact the Department of Transportation or whoever.
Sure he was, sure.
But I don't know. He claimed he was going to try to tell the cops not to bother with that particular section because it was under contention now and no one knew what was going on, and said he would try to take care of it. And the other cops said, you know, we'll try to get everyone together and go on the same court date and raise hell, pretty much is what he said. So it became nicer afterwards. But the video of the woman flipping out and stuff and the cop, the whole ordeal will be up online tomorrow morning.
Blogabile.com, right?
If nothing else, it shows how the bureaucrats feel about video recording. They hate it. They hate it. It's like zombies and fire. I mean, they shy away from it. They hate the idea that somebody would have the gall, the nerve to come out and videotape what they're doing. Don't you know this is my job, that I'm here to rule over you, citizen? Shut up.
I was actually really surprised because no one said anything about my cameras. And I had two cameras. One was kind of concealed, but still. But though they did know I was recording, at least the secondary cop, the one that wasn't rude, because when I asked for the cops' names, both of them at different times, they both have, like, harder to pronounce names, and I couldn't hear them the first time, so I asked them to repeat it. And he actually grabbed my shirt because he knew that that's where the camera was. Uh-huh. I had slipped it in my shirt. He grabbed me by the shirt lightly, pulled himself forward, and said his name loud as if to speak into the microphone, which was
funny.
Kind of intimidating but funny at the same time.
Wow. All right, man. Well, we'll look forward to seeing that. And anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call, Bile. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I guess it's nice that they left them alone for having the cameras. And indeed, having the cameras probably helped them in behaving a little bit nicer, and standing up for themselves helps as well when you're not being completely cowed. And
to some extent, what you're talking about here is that sort of that animal territory thing. They're there on their turf, and the cops aren't. So I've seen footage on these, you know, these wildlife films, which I love to see, and apparently most of the footage is bogus. But of, you know, smaller animals driving off larger animals when they're in their territory.
Hmm.
And the fact is, you know, when somebody's out of their territory, they just don't feel as strong, and when they're in theirs, they do. And I think that what you had a chance to see here is that, you know, the locals drove off the interlopers.
But don't you think the cops consider everything their territory?
They'd like to, but they don't.
So there's something unspoken that's going on there where they know that it's inherently not really theirs?
They know, A, they're in the wrong, and B, they're not in their territory.
And there's a video camera.
It's one thing if they can make themselves feel right.
Mm-hmm.
They they couldn't figure out how to do that for themselves. You know, I mean, that's one of the problems with having higher intellects and you know, more principled people in the police department. And they're doing a pretty good job of eliminating those as fast as they can.
Toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. CNN reports that a friend's sleepover more than a year ago, 14-year-old Philip Swartley pocketed change from unlocked vehicles in the neighborhood to buy chips and soft drinks. Now, that's not good. That's stealing. Mm-hmm. The cops caught him. There was no need for an attorney, said his mother, Amy Swartley, who thought at the most the judge would slap her son with a fine or some community service. But she was shocked to find her eighth grader handcuffed and shackled in the courtroom and sentenced to a youth detention center. Then he was shipped to a boarding school for troubled teens for 9 months.
Jeez, that's a heck of a long time.
She's a 41-year-old single mother in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. She says, yes, my son made a mistake, but I didn't think he was going to be taken away from me. CNN doesn't usually identify minors accused of crimes, but Swartley and others agree to be named to bring public attention to the issue. As scandals from Wall Street to Washington roil the public trust, the justice system in Luzerne County, in the heart of Pennsylvania's struggling coal country, has also fallen prey to corruption, as though it wasn't before. The county has been rocked by a kickback scandal involving two elected judges who essentially jailed kids for cash. Many of the children had appeared before the judges without a lawyer. The nonprofit Juvenile Law Center in Philadelphia said that Philip is one of at least 5,000 children over the past 5 years who appeared before former Luzerne County President Judge Mark Ciavrella. Ciavrella pleaded guilty earlier this month to federal criminal charges of fraud and other tax charges, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. The former Luzerne County senior judge, Michael Conahan, also pleaded guilty to the same charges. The two secretly received more than $2.6 million.
Gosh.
The judges have been disbarred and have resigned from their elected positions. They agreed to serve 87 months in prison under their plea deals. Ciavrella and Conahan did not return calls. Their attorneys told CNN they have no comment. I wonder if they'll actually be serving those 87 months or if they'll be, you know, suspended. Ciavrella, 58, along with Conahan, 56, corruptly and fraudulently created the potential for an increased number of juvenile offenders to be sent to juvenile detention facilities, according to the court documents.
You know, and they also have prisons, federal prisons, specifically made for basically people who do things like this. You know, the bureaucrats and stuff like that. You know what? I'll bet they're not as bad as the other prisons.
The Club Med of federal prisons.
Yeah. Right?
There's more to the story here. We'll tell you about what these judges were up to and how they were personally profiting from putting your children, perhaps, in these juvenile detention centers. It's outrageous. Hour 3 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.